Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, looks like we're finally going to get what's been obvious we need for a long time. More sheriff's deputies, more EMTs, to work for the emergency medical system, and the new detention officers also for the jail. So good news last night and all of it so far, anyway, without a tax increase, which is good news.
Yes, that's always good news.
Yeah. One of our first encounters here with the sheriff's department was, you know, when my husband managed to pull over a woman who was clearly intoxicated, who we saw leaving our children's elementary school. So intoxicated, she went around a corner. I'll never forget this. I didn't see it. Leave on road, by not actually taking the corner on the road, but cutting clear across the front yard of somebody who lived on the corner. And then proceeding down the double yellow line, double lane road on the wrong side. So my husband drove behind her, laying on the horn, trying to alert people who are coming that she was barreling toward them. I mean, to see a woman like this pull out of your child's elementary school after dropping off her kids was a thing of terror. So my husband managed to corral her finally as she was trying to turn into her very high-end neighborhood in her minivan and to block her so she couldn't get back on the road and sit with her for 22 minutes while somebody responded, and then they got there and they let her go. I just let her go. Didn't bother to do any kind of, you know, testing on her. Didn't bother to take her in, called her husband and let him take her home. And one of the reasons my husband was given is they just didn't have the manpower to deal with this kind of thing. And my husband, you know, literally called me in the middle of the show and was like, if they don't have the manpower to deal with this, what in the Hades are they doing every day? Don't know. But it was a sheriff's deputy who let her go, and I've never seen anything like it in my life. And when I told the story the first time, I got response from law enforcement in two states who were absolutely outraged. They tried to say that their response time, because there were so few of them, were so long that, well, they, you know, wouldn't really make a difference, couldn't test her anyway. Plus, they, you know, plus she wasn't driving the car when they saw her. And I had a ton of people text me and say, you know, and email me and say, hey, you know, no. We have a witness that she was driving, and she's sitting in the car. That's all we need. And no, they just let her go. And there she was in a carpool line a couple weeks later. It was awesome. She called the station, or a alleged friend of hers, to complain that I had embarrassed her. I guess not realizing I didn't know her name and had never said it on the air. And that plenty of people drive drunk. And who did I think I was, to signal her out? She's still out there. Hopefully not in the elementary school car line, but then again, I guess her husband's fine with her driving that way. I don't know. But, you know, that's when I first realized something was really bad, rotten off at the sheriff's department. And the guy kept telling my husband that, well, we just don't have the manpower. We just don't have the manpower. She just drove drunk out of an elementary school. What do you have the manpower for? So it's just absolutely maddening. So, I mean, maybe that was manpower, maybe somebody lazy, not wanting to deal with it. I don't know. But to see 14 new sheriff's deputies coming on in 2020 and another 14 in 2021 for a total of 28 new deputies is a good thing. Maybe they will have time now to go after women who drive the wrong way down a one-way road out of an elementary school.
Or people who identify as women who drive drunk.
Yes. Or people who identify as sober when they're not.
That's the real issue. Yeah.
Yes. And, of course, the 24 new detention officers. As you often say, Lee, and I agree with you on this, that, you know, we should have gold-plated everything, yeah, law enforcement, before we fund a single other thing, because That's one of the few things that the government constitutionally here in South Carolina, but also across the nation, is actually supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And so that when that gets short shrift for other things the government is not supposed to be doing, it's really frustrating.
Yeah. So that's a common issue.
Yeah. And again, I don't know if what that sheriff deputy told my husband was true or just an excuse or he didn't want to deal with it that day or what. But maybe we'll get some other people working for the sheriff who do want to deal with it. And that kind of thing. It's just maddening, like I said, to see her in that carpool line. I want to tear my hair out.
I think there's been a couple of changes at the sheriff's office since that incident happened.
Yeah, that was
leadership. So
Yeah. We've had a sheriff defeated in an election, another one
suspended. And now an interim sheriff.
The third one. Yeah. So that is, yeah, good to point that out. Not under the current sheriff at all. It was when we first got here. Or I think it was like in the first year, year and a half, something like that. Okay, meanwhile, the long-awaited supposed, maybe I don't know when I'll see it, I'll believe it when I see it, declassification of the documents, some of them anyway, that started the whole Russia collusion mess, supposed to be released. This time it's John Solomon at the Hill promising that. He's got a pretty solid record of reporting, so this gets my hopes up that Trump is going to declassify and release. He says they contain exculpatory evidence. That's evidence that the target is innocent. As Trey Gowdy eloquently explained the other day, he's a former prosecutor, you got to turn that over to the court. You can't just keep the evidence that the target is innocent to yourself, whether that target's being accused of murder or just drunk driving or whatever. Got to turn it over. It's
evidence is evidence.
It's I mean, that's a crime if
both
you don't turn
it
over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So especially when you sign under penalty of perjury that you've turned it over, but you haven't. That's what's supposedly in here. That's what John Solomon means when he says exculpatory evidence.
I have confirmed that sometime in the next 7 to 8 days, the president will declassify the first of many documents. This first one we used to call Bucket 5, the exculpatory statements that the FBI possessed about its targets before it went to the FISA court. But let me tell you about one important dynamic that's changed. At the Hill, we had a new poll out. For the first time, a majority of Americans support investigating the FBI's conduct and the start of the Russia investigation. That is a sea change in public sentiment, and I think it's a sign that the American public is on to the scam that was going on here.
And that's The Hill, which is not a conservative-leaning organization.
No. No.
At all.
Not at all. So, going to be an interesting couple of weeks. Representative Matt Gaetz saying the same thing last night on Fox News, that this stuff is coming. Let's hope it finally is. We need to begin to get the ball rolling here. We don't want to wait till a month before the 2020 election. We need to be able to go to the polls knowing what has actually gone on in this country.
Well, and I hate to encourage political reasoning for doing legal things, but something needs to be done right now to counter all of the ridiculous clownsmanship that is going on with the House Judiciary Committee with regard to subpoenas. There needs to be something to counter that other than a Trump tweet storm. I'll get it out eventually.
I know, it's early.
Is it Friday yet? I don't know.
No, it should be, though. It feels like it should be.
Yes.
It's so darn hot. I swear. I'm just done for the week.
Wait a couple of hours. The air conditioning will kick in, and it'll be 32 degrees in there shortly.
Yeah, I know. That's why I suffer in this building. I don't know if your building is like this where you work, but I have to come in here in long sleeves and pants in the summer. In the winter, I wear short sleeves.
Yes, exactly.
Because the heating system.
Shorts, flip-flops, the whole
is,
thing.
The heating system is way too cranked up. They've never been able to fix it. But in the summer, the AC is way too cranked up. Yeah. So I am bundled up now. I mean, so it's, I leave here, I freeze in the winter. And when I leave here in the summer, I'm just dying from sweat because I've got long sleeves and pants on. So it works out great for sales, though, because all the winter stuff goes on sale, you know, at the end of the winter when I need it for the summer.
Okay,
so. You know, I can't complain, being the cheapskate that I am. I want to read this text really quickly because this nails it. This is Dan from Simpsonville. On the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307, states around the South have taken steps to save babies. And here in South Carolina, we give money to the NFL and Uber Lights, but nothing else.
Now, I just want to mention this briefly. Unless I'm completely misreading this, all that have been done for the Panthers is a $120 million tax break.
Tax break, yes.
There is not money going to the NFL. I'm not either defending or promoting this whole issue, but I just want us to get this right. If this is what I understand it to be, this is a tax break, meaning if these people had never come here, that tax money would have been there to begin with. But because they are coming here, they're going to allow them the tax break, and as long as they spend the money to do something here, which we are in hopes of it being something that will produce some economic benefit for the state of South Carolina in other businesses locating here, other money being spent here, and you know, maybe people building houses here or whatever. So I just want us to get it right. They're not handing the NFL what is his name that owns the Panthers now, $120 million check. It is a tax break.
Absolutely. But I think his point, though, the point that I was going to was more like This is all we managed to get done this year.
But you're right. But he's right about that.
Ridiculous.
And Dan, I'm not trying to beat up on you at all. It's just, and you make a good point. These are the issues that we can get done, that this is what we're dealing with, and we've got all these other things going on that we should be doing.
Yeah, Henry McMaster, our governor, was on Fox News saying he would really like to sign a heartbeat bill.
Yeah.
Well, it's May, sir.
Well,
and where you been?
Because it didn't pass the Senate.
Yeah, I know. But here's what I want to know. And again, I asked this question with Nikki Haley, too. What'd you do, Governor?
Yeah.
I mean, besides ribbon cuttings, what'd you do? Because I didn't see you whipping votes. I didn't see you promising to help reelect those who passed it. I didn't see you down at the legislature demanding passage of this, giving a press conference. I didn't see you do anything. But sit around and promise us you were going to get an education bill through. You didn't. You didn't get that through, or an abortion bill through, or anything through. The governor's job is to lead. I realize he can't legislate, but it's to lead. And showing up in May, I would have liked to have signed that. Yeah, well, I would have liked you to try a little harder, Governor. But you didn't. So there we go. Nothing done this year. But hey, you know what? We can be excited about this, Lee, because when they get nothing done, it means they didn't get the sentencing bill they were going to pass through either that would have let convicted rapists, murderers, and pedophiles out.
Well, see, there is an upside then.
You know, as they worked really hard on that and they didn't get it through. So those pedophiles, murderers, child rapists, people like that will be in the prisons in South Carolina for another year. I know they're very upset about that. In Columbia, they wanted to let them out, but they didn't get that done either. So I guess we can be glad, too, that they don't get anything done.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texter writes, Simpsonville police don't have any canine, but they do have $400,000 for a trail to nowhere. Now, the texter writes, what about the constitutional carry promise? Oh, yeah. Remember Lucy in the football? Yeah, that's the constitutional carry promise. Every year, legislators promise they're going to go up there and do it, and every year they don't. Texter writes, the Carolina Panthers will have a $40 million road built for them. That is more than a tax break. Texter writes, how do you guarantee a $120 million tax break investment by the Panthers in this state? You don't. And if they weren't to make the investment, we don't know, they're not good for their word, but if they weren't to make the investment, do you really think we'd kick them out, show them the door, demand they pay taxes? Oh, heck no. That'll never happen. No, it's not going to happen. This is talking about, how many deputies does it take to arrest one soccer mom? If the deputy could show up to tell your husband there isn't enough personnel to arrest an intoxicated driver, couldn't he just slap some cuffs on her, write that? Well, they had a whole line about, well, it's too late to test her. It took us 22 minutes to arrive. And my husband's thinking, like, that doesn't make sense. And it didn't make sense. He just didn't want to deal with it. It was really frustrating. Texter writes, what I remember about Henry McMaster is that his first official act in office was to raise our taxes, a do-nothing good old boy. Not as governor, but anyway, thank you for your text. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. I don't know if you could say, I don't know, first official act in office was to raise our taxes. I think it's better to say he didn't do enough to stop the hike of our gas taxes, I think would be a better way to put that. It was a wink, wink, nod, nod kind of thing. He could have given us more time on the veto and he didn't. So I want to be clear about that. I want to confuse people. 800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307. All right. Coming up on the show, got some trade updates. A new study on tariffs. If we extend the tariffs to all Chinese imports, they're not on all Chinese imports yet, 25% tariffs on all Chinese imports across the board. This is according to a study for the Coalition for a Prosperous America. On every good imported to the U.S. from China, There would be a significant sustained boost to the U.S. economy. It would create 721,000 American jobs and add $125 billion to the nation's GDP by 2024. I believe that. I'm not. And surprise me. Our model demonstrates that across the board, U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports stimulates the U.S. economy, increases U.S. production and jobs, and leads to the reduction in U.S. import cost over time. Wait, the costs will go down? Of course they will. The result is consistent with U.S. experiences in 2018 and early 2019 when tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other industries led to job creation in those sectors. Most certainly they have. Huge investments. The modeling results provide additional evidence that decoupling the U.S. economy from China and its predatory trade and subsidy practices, I tell you about those all the time, will make the U.S. economy stronger. Okay, here's the thing to remember, folks, when you see this. Because intuitively, it doesn't actually make sense. Wait, we're going to put a 25% tariff on imported goods from China. Uh-huh. And the cost of goods coming in imports is going to go down over time by 2024. Inherently, that doesn't make sense. When you put a 25% tariff, you increase it by 25%, right? Yeah. And the cost of imports are going to go down. Yeah. Let me tell you why. There's something everybody forgets. When you see them commenting on this on television, remember this. There are more nations in the world besides U.S. and China. You would not know that from the debate going on right now. You would think that no one else on earth can produce anything but the U.S. and China. You would think that no one else on earth can produce anything cheaply but China. I would invite you to go to Walmart sometime and look at the tags. You'll see made in the Philippines, made in Vietnam, made in Japan. Other countries besides China. Why would the prices of goods, imports, coming into the country go down? And not immediately, but by 2024, if we slapped a massive tariff on China. Why would that happen? Actually, there's nothing else that could happen but that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, new study says tariffing all Chinese imports to the U.S. at 25%. The 25% tariff that Trump just did not apply to all Chinese imports, only a part. Would create 720,000 American jobs by 2024. Nearly $300 billion in production would leave China. And prices of those same imported goods would go down by 2024. Wait a minute, what? You put a 25% tariff on all Chinese goods. Uh-huh. And the prices will go down? Yep. Why would the prices go down? Will they go down at first? No. It'll probably go up a little bit. Not a lot, but a little. I'm going to go off the cost of the tariff if anybody's willing to pay it. Why would the prices go down by 2024, according to this study from the Coalition for the Prosperous America? Why would that happen? And they explain it so well. They say the problem is that Chinese goods right now, this is what I've been telling you for a long time, are subsidized by the Chinese government to make them cheap. It's not real capitalism. I mean, if I got a widget that I make for $10 and I want to kill off all my competitors, so I go to my buds in, Washington, I say, hey, can I get, $2, $3, a widget subsidy? Sure, okay, we'll knock it down to $10. Well, all my opponents are going to go out of business. What happens after you remove me from the market? A lot of people who weren't bothering to get into that widget making market are going to get in. They're not going to get into the market if the Chinese Communist government is artificially subsidizing goods. They'll stay out. So what would happen? We slap a 25% tariff on these imported goods, right? That's exactly what the founding fathers wanted us to do. We had no income tax when this country was founded. If you read the Federalist Papers, you read other writings by the founding fathers, they equated an income tax with slavery. They did not want it. The federal government, until the early 1900s, was funded on tariffs. I bet you didn't know that. On foreign goods. We did quite well with that. So what happens when you slap a 25% tariff on Chinese goods? Oh my God, we're going to die. We'll start. No. No, we won't. What happens? Well, now the Chinese can subsidize all they like. It won't make a difference. It's a sign to the competition here in America. We're going to be protected. We actually could get into the widget industry. We've always wanted to. But we knew the Chinese would subsidize, the Chinese government would subsidize their products and put us out of business. So who gets in? Well, American manufacturers do. And that's why this would create 720,000 new American jobs. But who else will get in? Countries that comply with their trade agreements with us, that don't cheat with subsidies. So countries like, I don't know, whoever, maybe probably Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, you name it. So wait, other people can make cheap goods besides China? Yeah. So you mean other people have cheap labor costs besides China? Yeah. It is a globalist economy after all, is it not? And so this is how they're able to predict, listen, if we put the tariffs on the Chinese products because they cheat, we will, by 2024, lower the price of imports. So this idea, cheap stuff's going to go away and I can't afford it. I got this text the other day. So rich people like you, Tara, I'm not rich. Not too close. You can afford to pay more, but I can't. I can't afford to pay more either, which is why I want tariffs on Chinese products. I want a free market. And I have no problem with foreign manufacturers competing head on against our manufacturers in this country. We have a lot of advantages in our country. I got no problem with it as long as they that competition is purely capitalistic, as long as their governments don't weaponize products against us, as long as their government doesn't artificially subsidize the products because they can't compete capitalistically. And I've explained to you many times why the Chinese government does this. They're just not as good as we are. They're not as good as Vietnam is. They can't do it. They're not a capitalistic society. They are a command and control society. It's not a real capitalistic market in China. They just can't do it. For whatever reasons, they can't get it together. And so they cheat by subsidizing the products to do what? If you come into a market with a subsidized product, right? Chinese Communist government subsidizing that product. And everybody else in the market knows it. The other widget makers. You're going to get into that market? You're going to sink everything you have into a manufacturing facility, knowing that the Chinese, if you make it for a dollar less than the Chinese, they'll just up their subsidy. There's nothing you can do, no matter how good you are, to compete. And so all these talking heads on television are telling you, oh my God, the Chinese price, oh my God, they're cheap. And what do we do? We're going to starve and die and it's going to be terrible. No, it won't. In the very short interim, With the tariffs on the products, if anybody still buys them, they'll go up in price. Sure, very short interim. But in time, you're going to see competitors pouring into that market from all over the world. And here, too. It is the ultimate in free trade. People say, well, I'm a free trader. I want Chinese products in the mix. That's not free trade. No, free trade is we all compete capitalistically. May the person who is the best at delivering the highest quality product at the lowest price to the market win. Let them compete head on with our manufacturers. I'm fine with that from other countries, but they got to play fair. They cannot weaponize. And they use in this study the example of the steel industry. You're going to get a brief spike in prices when the tariffed Chinese goods hit the market, but then you're going to see a plummet in prices. Now, isn't it interesting that you can still ship steel in here from a number of countries that play fair and comply with our trade rules? You can still do that, right? Just not dump Chinese steel that's subsidized by the government. And yet, even though we have foreign competition in steel from several countries, legally made steel, not weaponized steel, not cheating steel, And yet, despite the fact that that international competition in steel and aluminum has not been cut off, you're seeing steel come back. You're seeing steel come back to the U.S. Because why? Because if you just give us, this has been the big lie Washington's been told for so long. If you just give American manufacturers a fair, free market playing field, that's all we ask. Get on the field, like my kids. You know, the other day we were watching a soccer game. Get on the field. The rules are enforced. Everything's fair. They will come back. They will hire. They will create jobs in America. They will make steel. And we will compete with people all over the world, including countries that have cheap labor. Because guess what? They still got to ship it in here. And we have a tremendous energy advantage in a lot of our states. Not this one, because we're stupid. But other states that actually want, you know, industry and manufacturing. We don't in the state. But other states that do. So we got a lot of advantages, and we were lied to for the longest time, folks. Told, well, we can't make anything cheaply. We can't compete against cheap labor. We can't. Well, we're doing it. We're doing it right now. Steel and aluminum jobs are there pouring back into the country. U.S. Steel is pouring money into the country, and yet they're still competing against cheap foreign labor, just not subsidized, weaponized products from China. And the market explodes. And I guarantee you, because we tariffed the steel and the aluminum, unfortunately, those tariffs were just taken off. I think it was a little premature, but that was me. It gave them. And the reason that Trump just took the tariffs off the two of those is because he's counting on that NAFTA will now close the loophole against the weaponized Chinese steel and aluminum coming in through Mexico and Canada. It can work, folks. Everything they ever told us about trade was a lie. It was a lie. And that's awesome. So do it. Do it, Mr. President. Tariff it all. We don't need Chinese. We don't need Jack from China. They can go take a flying leap. And plenty of other people want to compete in America on fair terms. They can't wait to. They're waiting for us to get the Chinese out of the way. 25% tariff on all imported goods from China would create more than 720,000 jobs, the survey says, by 2024, and lower import prices. Win-win-win.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now, the Tara Show. Genius text of the day on 106.3 WORD.
This nails it better than I could have in the monologue a minute ago. About this new study that found if we slap a massive tariff on all Chinese goods coming in here, 25% tariff, the cost of imported goods, foreign goods, imported goods will go down by 2024. Not up, down. Why? Because all of the foreign competitors who do honor our trade rules, who won't get into the market right now because the Chinese cheat with their subsidization, they'll all get in. And what does that do? What's more competition do? We all learned this in high school. More competition equals what? Lower prices. And they based this not on some crazy economic theory they had when they did this study, but on studying what's happened with steel and aluminum. Texter writes in the genius text of the day, the real problem is not the Chinese subsidizing their goods. It's the Chinese subsidizing our politicians. Yes, and our think tanks. Where all these talking heads come from. And so when they tell you, tariffs are going to be a disaster and it's going to be so bad and the price will go up. Yeah, for 5 minutes. Because the subsidized products are cheaper. Again, subsidized by the Chinese government in order to kill off competition. But what will happen after that is the market will hit equilibrium. You'll pay what the product's actually worth. You'll pay the lowest that it can be manufactured for around the world. Because you're going to have all these countries jump in. I guarantee you what's going on right now behind the scenes, in all these countries that have cheap labor and comply with our trade rules, they're going bonkers. They are going as fast as they can to set up manufacturing facilities, to whoop them into higher gear, looking at the tariffs that have been put on China. people who wouldn't have gotten in these industries before. They want to compete head on with American manufacturers. But what is amazing to me and proves everything these talking heads have told us before was a lie about America not being able to compete in manufacturing is that the same study, which based, you know, was based on what happened in the aluminum and steel industries, forecast American jobs will grow by 720,000. So not only will we have cheaper foreign imports than we did before, American jobs will grow because we can compete. We're one of those who will open factories. Texter writes, wow, great analysis, description, and definition on trade. Texter writes, we do need China to finance our soaring debt. Well, we shouldn't have it. We shouldn't have a soaring debt. The Chinese would have to hurt themselves pretty badly to pull that out from under us. Texter writes, tariffs are a democratic tax. Everyone shares the burden, rich and poor alike. Yes, but not for long. Texter writes, Terry, you have me convinced Trump should put a 50% tariff on all China products. Then things would be so cheap. I don't know, 15, 50, 25. I mean, whatever. Texter writes, Tira, the Chinese appreciate quality, but they do not understand it. Therefore, they cannot produce it. So, yeah, okay, let me tell you why the Chinese need to subsidize their goods really quickly. Why they can't compete with us capitalistically in a fair market. Where if you don't beat your competitors, you go under. If you don't match your competitors at a minimum, you go under. Why? Because you know how it works in China? If you want to manufacture widget X, because you would like to weaponize widget X and wipe all the U.S. manufacturers out of that industry, do you know what you do? You go to the Chinese communist government, and if you are a communist in good standing with them, they will permit you to open a factory, and they'll give you the subsidy. So in China, the best manufacturers aren't the ones left standing. The manufacturers left standing are the ones with the biggest political connections to get the subsidies. Now, this isn't true of every product in China, but it's true of most of them. Most of the big weaponized ones. Steel is a good example. And so this is why the Chinese cannot compete with us. In America, for every manufacturer who gets it done, produces the highest quality good for the lowest price, there's four others that went out of business. They just couldn't do it. It's hard. It takes all your time. You don't get to see your kids. You got to live off a dream and not much else. You probably won't even have time to eat. Not many people can do that. And so you don't see the four that went out of business. In China, the manufacturer doesn't go out of business. He just gets a bigger subsidy by knowing the right politicians. That's why China still can't do capitalism. But we can. And Indonesia can. And the Philippines can. And Vietnam can. Because they don't operate that way. And that's why the consumer wins when we slap tariffs. Okay, great study.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.